Walker began his three-city tour in West Milwaukee at the factory of mining equipment maker P&H. He called on dozens of the company's workers to get behind legislation to help the proposed taconite mine in Iron and Ashland counties.
It's not just big companies like P&H. It's smaller suppliers out there who benefit every time we provide a streamlined process for safe and environmentally sound mining.
Walker later told news reporters that he doesn't like a compromise mining measure authored by Democratic Senator Bob Jauch and Republican Senator Dale Schultz. But the governor says a business-backed bill that the state assembly has already passed may need tweaking.
We haven't laid a line in the sand as to saying it's our way or the highway. That's not at all what we're saying. We're saying we're in this together. We've got to find a way to have a balanced approach. Again, it doesn't do us any good to have a jobs agenda if we pass a bill that doesn't lead to any new jobs.
The governor also went to manufacturing companies in Rhinelander and Green Bay, in areas at least partly represented by Democratic senators. Senate Minority Leader Mark Miller of Madison says he doesn't think any of his fellow Democrats will get behind something close to the assembly bill, which Miller calls a bad deal for Wisconsin.
It's cut the public out of the whole permitting process. It has provisions for presumptive approval in that the DNR has to make an approval. It's basically writing the law in such a way that if you apply for a permit, you get a permit.
Before mining legislation can get to the Senate, it has to get out of the Joint Finance Committee. That panel held a lengthy hearing on the assembly measure. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.